Thank you, Mr. President. I will comment across the action plan. I take the floor on behalf of the European Union and the aligning states that I already referred to. So the new action plan will guide our work for the next 5 years to come. As such, we are pleased that the draft action plan addresses all aspects of implementation of the convention, as well as recognizes the convention's contribution to security and humanitarian efforts, socio-economic development, and integrated support to mine victims. We support the reference to the special partnerships of the Convention with the United Nations, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, and the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining, and to foster partnerships with civil society in support of the implementation of the Convention. The EU would also like to recognize the contribution of the new Agenda for Peace and of the Pact for the Future to mine action. We commend the Cambodian presidency for including climate and environmental considerations in the implementation of the Convention, as well as of the promotion of innovative approaches for mine action. We are also pleased to see that states are encouraged to develop policies to best assist mine victims in a non-discriminatory manner, addressing the specific needs of all civilians. We would like to recall the issue of the unlawful use of improvised explosive devices that meet the Convention's definition of an anti-personnel mine as a critical concern that should warrant explicit consideration in the next action plan, in particular in the area of mine risk education. I thank you, Mr. President.